This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Tropical Storm Debbie is not finished yet. We have the story.
Funeral for fallen Wichita firefighter this morning. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. In a rare evening meeting, the Wichita City Council discussed the proposed 2025 city budget. Some highlights of that budget are ahead.
Officer's canine helps Lawrence police find illegal drugs. I'm Dan O'Neill.
At least seven people have been killed as a result of Tropical Storm Debbie. System has been hammering away at much of the East Coast, producing rain, strong winds, and even a few tornadoes. National Weather Service Center Director Michael Brennan says Debbie isn't finished yet when it comes to the Carolinas.
In portions of southeastern North Carolina, we can still see an additional 3 to 6 inches of rain in some locations. Even in eastern South Carolina, an additional 1 to 3 inches. This could result in totals of 15 to 20 inches of the storm totals across this area.
Debbie is expected to break up a bit as it continues moving up the coast, but it's supposed to be dumping rain all the way into New England.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting after a man with a head injury walked into a medical facility to get help early yesterday. A 21-year-old man suffering a gunshot wound to the head. Police were initially not able to interview the man. He was being stabilized and transferred to another hospital for more treatment. The man is expected to survive. Investigators are now working to figure out the circumstances leading up to that shooting.
A fallen Wichita firefighter will be laid to rest this morning. The funeral for 27-year-old Ty Volth will be at 10 a.m. at the Park City Arena. A public viewing begins at 9. Both died last Thursday after battling a house fire. Officials are still waiting on test results to determine a cause of death. The Wichita Fire Department will live stream the services on their Facebook page. Following the service, both will be buried at Whitewater Cemetery. Flags have been ordered to be flown at half staff in memory of both.
The first public hearing for the city of Wichita's proposed budget for the coming year was held last evening at City Hall.
The budget totals nearly $764 million and prioritizes crime prevention, pavement maintenance, and also supports economic development and housing insecurity. Stephanie Hager spoke to the council. With the recent death of Wichita firefighter Ty Voth, she pleaded with the council to spend more on the fire department.
Please! Before another firefighter or another civilian ends up out here without the help that they need when they need it. We can do better, and I believe in all of you. You can do this.
The 2025 budget is balanced, but a $3.6 million deficit is forecast for 2026, with further increases in later years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Lawrence Police Department recently seized 33 pounds of meth during a security sweep with the help from a canine officer.
They were performing a routine security sweep at a transportation facility Wednesday evening when the canine, named Shadow, indicated the presence of illegal drugs in a piece of luggage. They seized 33.8 pounds of methamphetamines and 1.26 pounds of cocaine. The KBI is now testing the drugs to determine if fentanyl was also included. No one claimed the luggage and no arrests have been made. However, investigators are working to identify the owner. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we are 10 minutes away from our daily training camp report from Kansas City Chiefs up in St. Joseph, Missouri, with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. We got Mitch live in 10 minutes.
A unique case of road rage in the Big Apple. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. These are exciting times at Exploration Place, Wichita's Science Museum. President Adam Smith tells KNSS News.
We just completed what was, by a long way, the best year we've ever had at Exploration Place, not just in terms of attendance, which topped 400,000 for the first time since we opened, But lots of other aspects of our business. The membership numbers were a record high. We've got more people going into the Dome Theater than ever before.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. There's a podcast on our website, knssradio.com.
Delta passengers are taking the airline to court over the massive tech outage last month, which caused cancellations of thousands of flights.
Delta's CEO Ed Bastian says the outage will cost Delta $500 million. And Delta places blame squarely at CrowdStrike and Microsoft, threatening to sue them. CrowdStrike says its offers to help Delta were declined. And CrowdStrike questions why other airlines were able to restore normal service faster than Delta. And Microsoft blames Delta's outdated IT infrastructure. Delta told Fox Business Digital in a statement that its IT is not the problem, saying it has invested billions of dollars in IT capital expenditures. I'm Lydia Hu, Fox Business.
A unique case of road rage in the Big Apple.
A driver in New York City is accused of throwing a lit firework into a Verizon utility truck, injuring two workers. And the potential penalty is no joke. 36-year-old Kevin Dale Nurse faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 7 years in prison and a maximum of 40 if convicted. Surveillance video captured the incident in Brooklyn on January 31st. Prosecutors say it shows Nurse stopping his vehicle, opening his door, and tossing the firework through the driver's side window. They add Nurse's 4-year-old son was with him. The two Verizon workers sustained multiple injuries along with extensive damage to their vehicle. In New York, Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show things looking pretty good right now. The traffic volume's just getting a little bit thinner out there at this time. Tomorrow in traffic, we do have an incident you'll want to watch out for. Kansas Department of Transportation's closing the ramps from northbound I-235 to northbound I-135. And to eastbound K-254. That's going to happen from 6 a.m. tomorrow until noon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Enjoy some cooler temps today. Definitely noticing that this morning. Only getting up to a high of 78 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm. A northeast wind, going to be light out there at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees at KNSS. Hatman Jack still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, and the right hat can keep you cool. Hatman Jacks will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. KEYN's free summer concert series tonight.
Oh!
That's right. Lucky People is the entertainment. That's at Wichita's NASCAR Park, and they'll get underway around 8 o'clock.
Nice!
In the KEYN Summer Concert Series. What else is happening in Wichita this weekend? Let's check in with Jamal Haloperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great morning. It is Woohoo Friday. We made it, and a lot going on in Wichita this weekend, so let's get right to it. We have Wingapalooza. Don't you love that? Wichita's favorite wing event returns, and it is at Interest Bank Arena Saturday at 11 a.m. And if you love wings, you can enjoy all you can eat. That's right, by 20 restaurants and local chefs. There'll be a live DJ out there. Just a great time. So go check it out if you want to have some wings this weekend at Interest Bank Arena on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And then we have Alice Cooper, Too Close for Comfort, starting at 8 p.m. This is Sunday at the Park City Arena. So go have a good time there. And they say, you know, it's kind of like sick things of Park City. All your nightmares be horrific with this event. So this is Alice Cooper, Too Close for Comfort on Sunday. And we have the AJGA Wichita Junior Championships wrapping up out there at Terradyne. Some great athletes. So if you love golf and you love cheering people on and seeing some great game out there at Terradyne, go check that out. That's wrapping up as well. So a lot going on this weekend in Wichita. We hope you two have a fabulous day and a fabulous weekend. And I love this part of my job, just sharing what's going on in our awesome city. See all you guys. Right.
Thanks, Jamel. That's Jamel and Wichita. Visit Wichita.com. 8:15, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
And as we do every morning at this time, it is our opportunity to check in with Kansas City Chiefs at training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. And, of course, on the eve of game day for the preseason opener, it's great to get in touch with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Yes, even though it's been the shortest postseason in NFL history, from the 11th of February to the 5th of September, but for Chiefs fans, it feels like it's time to play football, even though the offseason evaporated. And by the way, American Ag Credit, love them for sponsoring this segment, agloan.com, 800-848-65. They were inquiring, can you get the Notre Dame Honor Guard puffy head and then a plume on the top, right? You have a yellow plume on top of the puffy head.
Right.
They're thinking about that as a premium. Remember the old days of a premium? You open up an account, you get a toaster. What if you, I don't know, they're looking at a promotion, maybe with the Kingman County Fair, that you could get a puffy-headed Notre Dame Irish Guard hat to wear around. Status.
How about a keychain? Like that.
That'll work, too. But having a toaster, that was always the go-to. Or a pocket knife. Can't do that anymore. But, yeah, no, we're good. And we're getting ready to go to Jacksonville. It's literally as soon as I hang up from you guys, I am hustling to get to the bus, to get to the plane, and we're going to Duval County.
First preseason meeting with the Jaguars in 23 years. The Chiefs and Jacksonville, and the only road game of the preseason.
Yeah, it's the 9-8 split. If you get, this is weird, if you get 9 road games, which the Chiefs have this year, then you get 2 home preseason games, like whoop-de-doo. And last year we had 9 home games, but one of them was in Frankfurt.
Right.
So we really only had 8 games, but that's the way it works. 9-8, 8-9. If you're 8-9, 8 home, 9 away, you get 2 preseason home games.
All right, first preseason game. What do the Kansas City Chiefs coaching staff and management want to get accomplished this weekend?
Well, people, again, I tell you guys this every year, don't blow these games off. Pay attention to them because a lot of the Super Bowl runs are hatched in these games. The first is Kingsley Suamaatia, who is the Chiefs' starting left tackle now. Rookie out of BYU, throwing him into intermediate swimming lessons on the first day of beginners. And Jacksonville's probably going to play their first-team guys against him and two of the best pass rushers in the league in Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen, not the quarterback, and Trevon Walker are his opposite rotating. So this is a big task for the young lad from BYU. Good laboratory here for that young man. The other one would be wide receiver. I kind of laid this out the other day, and I'll keep repeating it over the next several weeks, is that there are 14 wide receivers in the camp. Usually teams keep 6. I think we'll keep 7. But of those 7, there is a battle for 3 spots among 5 guys. And these are familiar names in McCole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore. The new names is Nico Remigio and then Justin Ross, who was the phenom at Clemson for 1 year, and everyone wants him to regain that form. But there's a race for those guys to get to 2 slots, or maybe 3. There's just not room for everybody. Very intriguing. And then defensively, it's a big night for your K-Staters, for Felix Anyadike Ozama. He has had a really good camp. You know, he's playing behind Mike Dana, George Karloftis, Charles Omenihu when he comes in after his injury. But Felix, if he has a big game, it's just going to kind of accentuate what he's doing in camp. And then finally, pay attention to this, everybody. Please pay attention. The new kickoff rule. This is the demolition derby at the let's pick another county. Let's pick the Harvey County Fair this time. It's the demolition derby. Watch these kickoffs. It's like nothing you've ever seen. It is a Revolutionary War skirmish line. We salute Lexington and Concord every time we do a kickoff. Watch it. It's wild. And we'll see how the Chiefs kick, cover, and return in this new the new law that has been passed down.
Yeah, putting that through the test in the preseason. I'm glad you mentioned the wide receivers here on Henry Marshall's 70th birthday, the former Chiefs wide receiver. I mean, here's a guy that he's not a Hall of Famer, but, man, he caught a ton of passes, and you can use a guy like a Henry Marshall on the roster.
On bad teams as well. So he was productive and one of the bright lights in a kind of a darker time for Kansas City. A lot of those guys, I'll include Stephon Page. We can go down the line. If they would have played in this offense, I mean, like, oh my gosh. Stephon Page might have been in the Hall of Fame. And maybe Henry Marshall. If they would have had Andy Reid scheming stuff up, and those were good quarterbacks they played with, but they're not Patrick Mahomes. You know, I saw Kevin Lockett the other day. I thought, he goes, oh my gosh, you know, I'd still be playing. But yeah, I've tip of the cap to Henry Marshall, but these wide receivers now, it's, there's a lot. There's a lot of talent here, but there's not enough room in the end.
The, and of course, I always talk about you on preseason game number one as you, how you prep for a 91 guys up for the Chiefs and 91 guys playing for Jacksonville. How's your prep going? Are you getting any sleep at night?
No, I'm not, actually. And then when you try to get some sleep, you fall asleep for a while, and then you wake up and stare at the ceiling fan in the dorm room at the cinder blocks, but actually came home last night for one night and stared at the ceiling fan and thinking through all those 182 players. Instead of counting sheep, you count players, and you still get to 182, and you're like, I'm still not asleep. Now what do I do? But it's Andy Reid likes to play everybody in these games. Now, he has said the first team, second, third, and we all know if the first team looks great, offense coming out of the gate, Mahomes won't be out there for a second series. However, he wants to see everybody. You've got to be ready for everybody to be in this game. So I don't think there's many sports where you have to count for 182 guys in a single game, but thank you, NFL preseason, to get us all ready for the real stuff.
Well, I know when that Super Bowl trophy is handed out several months ago, we always think, next season's so far away, and here we are. We're right on the doorstep.
And some have chomped at the bit, you guys, like, oh, it's finally here. I think we just had a parade or whatever. Like, it's just evaporated, but it's exciting. And mainly it's exciting because I've tried to give you the vibe here in these first 2 weeks of the reports that this team of the Chiefs will get on this plane feeling like they haven't won anything. This team is so focused to try to pull this off. It's just, it's inspiring, really. And so we'll see if we can't get something done tomorrow night.
2 weeks down in our training camp reports, 2 weeks to go. We look forward to it every morning at 8:15. Have a great call tomorrow night.
Pay attention to the new kickoff rule. It looks like Steve McIntosh's first day at driver's ed at Wichita West.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. We'll talk to you next week. Talk to you next Monday at 8:15. And we'll
give me one of those. Give me one of those puffy heads.
Yes.
Give me one of those puffy hats. Okay. I love you forever. Yeah. All right.
All right. There he goes. He's heading to Jacksonville. Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Of course, we visit with Mitch for training camp reports every weekday morning at 8:15 right here with Steve and Ted, courtesy of American Ag Credit.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says every American is affected by Biden policies. That's on the way, Stephen's End of the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning, 62 degrees. While the proposed 2025 budget took up most of last evening's meeting, the Wichita City Council did have other business to discuss.
The city will begin building a real-time information center on the fifth floor of City Hall. Federal grants will cover phase one of the project with Constant Technologies Incorporated to the tune of roughly $826,000. The city says an annual service agreement will cost $18,000 and another $300,000 annually to staff the center. The council also approved a two-year agreement with the Service Employees International Union, which will run from December 21, 2024 through December 18, 2026. Eligible employees will receive merit-based step increases of 2.5% and general pay adjustments of 6% in both 2025 and 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Biden administration is being sued by several states, including Kansas, looking to keep children of illegal immigrants from being enrolled for federal health insurance.
15 Republican attorneys general signed on to the lawsuit filed Thursday in North Dakota. The suit seeks to block Dreamers, children brought into the U.S. illegally by migrant parents, from getting health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. The Biden administration rule is set to take effect November 1st. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach said in a statement, taxpayer benefits shouldn't be available to what he called illegal aliens. The states that are suing say illegal immigration has driven up costs as well. President Biden said he wants to help Dreamers succeed. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
U.S., Qatari, and Egyptian leaders are announcing that an Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal is set to resume its final stages next week. Fox's Jeff Paul has the latest on the war in Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces wasting no time as they await a possible retaliatory strike from Iran and its proxies. Soldiers in Gaza discovering yet more tunnels and passageways concealed in the walls of homes. Israeli forces also carrying out a deadly strike on Hamas command and control centers, said to be embedded within two schools. And in southern Lebanon, the Israeli Air Force overnight struck more Hezbollah infrastructure. But as more time goes on without a response from Iran, there are multiple reports Tehran might be reconsidering. Politico says U.S. officials are pushing Iran to rethink its reaction to the explosion that killed Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. They're stressing it was a covert operation and no Iranian citizens died.
Three cold case murders in California have been solved after nearly a half century.
Three young women, sex workers, were strangled to death in Ventura County, California in 1977. Police always believed the cases were connected, but the hunt for the killer went cold. Until last year, when police in Surry County, North Carolina, uploaded DNA data from a 1992 murder into a national database. It matched DNA evidence from the three California cold cases. Now, Warren Alexander of Diamond Head, Mississippi, has been extradited to California to be tried for the three murders. Chillingly, investigators believe there could be other victims in other states, as Alexander worked as a long-haul truck driver. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
For the first time since it opened its doors in April of 2000, Wichita's Exploration Place saw attendance topping 400,000 last year. President Adam Smith tells KNSS News the museum has just completed its best year ever and is competing with science museums in other cities such as the St. Louis Science Center.
Really similar mission to ours. They've got a dome theater just like us, but they've got 2.8 million people in the local metro area, and we're real close to their attendance last year was 525,000, ours was 409. So we're getting really close, even to like really major science centers.
Adam Smith is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. There's a podcast on our website, knssradio.com. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Tropical storm Debbie has taken seven lives, and she's not finished yet.
Two.
Wichita City Council holds an evening meeting, talks about next year's budget.
One.
Funeral this morning for fallen Wichita firefighter Ty Voth. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show some fairly light volumes in traffic out there right now. Things have died down quite a bit. You will want to watch out if you are on East Lincoln. Lincoln between Woodlawn and Rock Road. Some very heavy traffic right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy and cooler with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 76 degrees. 40% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 61. Saturday, 40% chance for rain again, and tomorrow's high, 75 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 62 degrees, north wind at 10 miles per hour. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Wall Street trading is underway there. The Dow is back down 184 points. S&P's down 13, and the NASDAQ is down 25 points.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. In just a few days, Wichita is set to host the CEO of the company that intends to acquire its largest local employer. On Monday, Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg is going to tour Spirit AeroSystems, the aerospace giant's biggest supplier. And that was confirmed by the office of Senator Jerry Moran to the Wichita Business Journal. Yesterday marked Ortberg's first day on the job as he has replaced Dave Calhoun. Ortberg will be joined in Wichita by Stephen Mullenkopf, Boeing's chairman of the board, and a Boeing spokesperson also confirming that Ortberg planned to visit Spirit in Wichita, as well as employees at other Boeing factories coming up next week.
Park City's downtown development has a groundbreaking date. Lang Real Estate announced Thursday that Park Center, a 48-acre development described as the suburbs downtown area near the southeast corner of 61st Street North and Hydraulic, will break ground at 9 a.m. today in just a few minutes. In partnership with Park City, the project will construct a 416-unit apartment complex, an 89-unit townhome complex, and an 89,000-square-foot space for senior living center. In addition, the project will have 96,000 square feet of commercial space. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. It's 8:54 now on the ninth day of August. It was on this date in 1974, Gerald Ford took the oath of office to become U.S. president after Richard Nixon's resignation. Yeah. In a speech following, Ford declared that our long national nightmare is over. Of course, the only man who's served as vice president and president of the United States and never got elected to
either
one of them.
Never was elected to those offices.
Yeah. But they say one of the nicest men to ever come into the Oval Office.
Yeah, Nixon walked out to the helicopter and gave that wave and left the nation's cap.
Wow. Roger Marshall's having a birthday today. He is 64 years old. Roger Marshall, of course, U.S. Senator from Kansas, an obstetrician. He was first elected to Congress in 2016, and then he was sworn in as a senator on January 3rd of 2021. So, Dr. Marshall.
And a native of El Dorado, Kansas.
El Dorado, Kansas, having a birthday today. He's 64 years old. All right, Ted, big weekend coming up. The Chiefs are playing tomorrow. They got the season, well, not the season, but the preseason going, I guess. And they're playing Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And why in heck is Jacksonville, are they a favorite with the bettors?
If you care about a line on a preseason game, yes. Jacksonville is a point-and-a-half favorite.
Yeah. All right. And you can hear the game, of course, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Of course, tomorrow night.
Glenn Beck coming up here in just a few minutes. Matt Kibbe is going to be on, Blaze TV host of Kibbe on Liberty. And top of the hour news this morning, fallen Wichita firefighter's funeral is today. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning.
Why is purple?